Lindsay and Greg from K. John's Jewelry Company here. Do you want to buy jewelry online, but you are scared the piece of jewelry will not be the quality it claims to be? Have you done tons of online research, but you don't know the vital quality aspects to look for when purchasing jewelry?
K. John's Jewelry Company is here to help. We're a family and veteran-owned local business. We have a nice selection of quality jewelry that is priced competitively with the internet jewelry stores. And most of our pieces are proudly made in the USA.
If we don't have exactly what you have fallen in love with on Instagram, we can design it for you or order it from the hundreds of other designers we partner with. We are the best of both worlds, a local family-run business, and we can provide exactly what you want for a great value. We shop for you for diamonds and jewelry pieces the way we shop for ourselves. The absolute best quality for the absolute lowest price.
And remember, we gladly pay the sales tax for active duty and retired veterans. Come see us at 5255 El Camino Real in Atascadero or chat with us at kjohns.com or on Instagram.
Hi, this is Mark with Paso Pool and Spa. We are a locally owned company in the Albertson Shopping Center in Paso Robles. We know pools. Whether you need chemicals, supplies, or a service call, we are here for you. We have the knowledge to get your pool and spa in shape for pure water enjoyment. We stock the supplies you need. Stop in at Paso Pool and Spa Supply. We're in the corner by the UPS store in Paso Robles. Thank you for supporting Paso Pool and Spa.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, November 19th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Earthquake strikes San Luis Obispo County outside of Templeton. County District Attorney's Office explains recent manslaughter charges. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy early today with sunshine this afternoon. Highs in the low 60s. It's 43 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Sam's Tree Service. Getting to the root of the problem. Free estimate 805-610-8266. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. An earthquake struck North San Luis Obispo County at about 9:54 a.m. yesterday. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, the quake's epicenter struck about 5 miles west of Templeton, just north of the Highway 46 West. The earthquake was measured at about 4.4 on the Richter scale. The impacts could be felt as far as San Jose, Fresno, and Santa Barbara. Currently, no injuries or damages have been reported, though this may change as future updates come in. New public access routes for Paso Robles City Hall have gone into effect as part of the ongoing City Hall renovation. The changes are as follows. Access to the Paso Robles Library and public restrooms will be through the double doors facing 11th Street. Access to the temporary City Hall public service counter will be through the double doors from the parking lot on 10th Street. There will be no through access in the City Hall Library lobby during construction, and effective on Friday, portions of the City Hall parking lot will be closed due to construction activity. The city appreciates the patience and cooperation of residents, staff, and visitors during this transition. County District Attorney's Office explains manslaughter charge for recent sentencing. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:09.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385, 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The County District Attorney's Office has released an explanation regarding the recent sentencing for the Pismo Beach stabbing death. The DA's office says they are releasing this due to community questions about why they pursued an involuntary manslaughter charge for 35-year-old Andrew Rodriguez. Rodriguez was accused of murdering Jonathan Perez in Pismo Beach. Initially, but as the investigation continued, the DA's office says there was significant ambiguity in the evidence regarding the circumstances of the stabbing. While the DA's office says they are unable to share all of the facts because the evidence could not prove first or second degree murder beyond a reasonable doubt, charges were amended alleging involuntary manslaughter. The DA's office explains that first-degree murder occurs when a killing is committed with deliberation and specific methods. Second-degree murder is when an individual intends to kill or when they engage with behavior with a high likelihood of causing death and are personally aware of a likely lethal outcome. Voluntary manslaughter implies a provoked killing, acting rashly under the influence of intense emotion. And involuntary manslaughter occurs when a person commits a crime with criminal negligence that results in death, acting in a way that creates a high risk of death or great bodily injury. Rodriguez pled guilty to involuntary manslaughter and has been sentenced. District 5 Supervisor for San Luis Obispo County, Heather Moreno, will be holding a meet-and-greet today at 5:30 p.m. This will take place at the Creston Gardens Community Center, 5110 Swayze Road. Following this meeting will be the community's monthly Creston Advisory Body meeting from 7 to 9:30 p.m. The next Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority meeting was initially scheduled for this afternoon. The meeting has been canceled. The next regularly scheduled meeting will instead be held Thursday, December 11th at 3 p.m. in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. The Paso Robles Police Department and the Department of Emergency Services announced that Santa Claus is coming to Paso Robles. The annual Santa Sleigh event is returning on December 2nd and 3rd. Santa and his merry band of police officers and firefighters will be visiting the community first on December 2nd at Oak Park at 30th Street near the railroad tracks from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Then on Wednesday, December 3rd, they'll be at Centennial Park from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Santa and his elves will be bringing hot chocolate and candy canes. And of course, don't forget to take advantage of a photo opportunity with Santa himself. In sports for the NFL, on Thursday, the Bills will face the Texans. In the NBA, Orlando Magic beat the Warriors 121-113. The Lakers over Utah Jazz 140-126. Suns beat the Trailblazers 127-110. The Pistons over the Hawks 120-112. Tonight, the Warriors will face the Heat. The Kings will go against the Thunder. The Knicks will face the Mavericks. And the Bulls will go against the Trailblazers. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:13. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news, both the House and Senate passing a bill ordering the release of the Epstein files.
You had rich and powerful men who thought that they could buy off politicians and abuse and rape America's girls with no consequence.
California Democratic Representative Ro Khanna, the House vote nearly unanimous. President Trump indicating he'll sign the bill when it gets to his desk. UC Region set to vote today on a possible tuition hike. Vincent Brasso is Director of Government Relations at the UC Student Association, concerned that undergrads were already stretched thin.
When we're seeing SNAP get cut across the board, when we're seeing this lack of investment in students' basic needs and their well-being, I think that's what's really kind of the frustrating pain point for our current students.
Singer David, whose real name is David Burke, now considered a suspect in the death of 15-year-old Celeste Rivas. LA Police Department saying her partially decomposed remains were found in a Tesla at a Los Angeles tow yard in September. Gas prices in the state averaging $4.64 a gallon, down 5 cents from last week. Jeff Scott, California News.
Kohl's has 20% off gifts that are so good, your family might think you read their minds. Check off your list now with cozy, thoughtful, and stylish gifts that will make them say, oh, how did you know? Yep, with these presents from Kohl's, you're going to leave them feeling impressed and convinced that you're a psychic.
Shop Kohl's for an extra 20% off gifts that are the perfect fit. Select styles. Offer ends November 22nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You need someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now you can meet them fast on ZipRecruiter.
Build your team. Build it sooner. Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter. Try it free.
This is Sunny from the Floral Parlor. Have you ever wondered why memorial flowers are chosen from a book? It seems so impersonal. Your loved one was one of a kind. Their celebration of life should be just as unique. Whether they were a rugged cowboy or a sweet grandma who loved tulips, we take the time to learn about their life and create floral designs that tell their story. Let the Floral Parlor create something special within your budget that adds value to their remembrance. The Floral Parlor in downtown Paso Robles.
I think I heard you coming.
From Paso Robles wineries to Atascadero's storefronts, the right display transforms your property into a holiday destination. Guests stay longer, spend more, and share in the experience. The holidays aren't just about light. They're about memories those lights create for your guests. I'm Aaron King with Slow Holiday Lights. We provide a red carpet holiday service so your business can shine without the stress. We handle everything you need to make this holiday season the most memorable yet. This season, roll out the red carpet for your guests and make your business the place that everyone remembers. Look us up at Slow Holiday Lights. That's Slow Holiday Lights.
KPRL News continues at 6:16. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. California wine grape growers removed nearly 40,000 acres of vineyards, roughly 7% of the state's wine grape acreage, between October of 2024 and August 2025, according to a new report commissioned by the California Association of Wine Grape Growers. The 2025 Standing Wine Grape Acreage Report, which was conducted by Land IQ and released earlier this month, provided the most detailed view yet on the location and amount of acreage growers have pulled out in response to a global downturn in wine sales. We have a lot of information about how the acreage in the state, and we have a good basis and foundation to go forward now in having more accurate numbers and being able to make better predictions about whether where we're going in the future, said Jeff Bitter, president of the grower-owned marketing group, Allied Grape Growers. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Clouds this morning giving way to mostly sunny skies for the afternoon. Highs in the low 60s, west winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight with about a 70% chance of light rain. Lows in the mid 40s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. About a 70% chance of showers early tomorrow, then cloudy for the remainder of the day. Highs in the upper 50s, south winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Friday, sunny on Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday next week. Low 60s Friday, mid-60s Saturday, upper 60s on Sunday, mid-60s Monday and Tuesday, 67 a week from today. Currently, it is 43 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:19.
Looking for the best golf deal on the Central Coast? The 2026 SLO County Golf Card is here, and it's your ticket to play more golf for less all year long. For only $125, you'll unlock amazing benefits at Dairy Creek, Chalk Mountain, and Morro Bay Golf Course. But hurry, this offer is only on sale through January 1st. With your card, you'll enjoy $15 golf rounds every day after 12 noon, even on weekends at Chalk Mountain Golf Course. Now, through March 31st. And on Tuesdays, you can tee off for just $15 all day long. That's not all. You'll also receive a free round at Chalk Mountain, a free round at Morro Bay, a free nine-hole round at Dairy Creek, and a bonus free round on your birthday. So don't miss your chance to make 2026 your best golf year yet. Visit SLOCountyGolf.com today and grab your Slo County golf card before January 1st.
Are you experiencing cold or allergy symptoms, or are you looking for a new multivitamin or probiotic? If you are looking for a way to jumpstart your day, we are the store for you. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff can help get you on track for healthier, happier living. The Natural Alternative, open 7 days a week, located at 1213 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles. Stop in or order online today.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Target plans to invest billions of dollars on store upgrades in an attempt to boost slumping sales. The retailer's shares are down this morning after reporting quarterly profits tumbled. Meanwhile, Lowe's shares headed in the opposite direction. The home improvement giant beat earnings expectations in the third quarter, the company raising its full-year sales outlook to $86 billion. Adobe will pay $12 a share for software provider Semrush. It's a nearly $2 billion deal. Former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers resigning from the board of OpenAI after the public release of his emails with Jeffrey Epstein. Wall Street will be waiting and watching this afternoon as chip giant Nvidia reports earnings. That comes after the closing bell. A higher opening on Wall Street this morning. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Frank Lanza, invested in you.
I'm alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us. And it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Rich London, the mattress specialist in Paso Robles. Rumor has it you just received the first of many new shipments.
I got over 50 pieces last weekend. They are everywhere. You walk in the store, you're going to see it stacked almost to the ceiling. I've got stuff all over, and I need to move it because I have new stuff coming in as well. So come on in as soon as you can and save a lot of money.
The mattress specialist is at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadowrun Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadowrun is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
You know what's better than falling in love? Falling into fortune at the Tachi Palace. No painful heartbreak, just cold hard cash. Every Friday in November, win up to $5,000 cash or Tachi cash. Then stick around for our November grand prize drawings. You could win a brand new Toyota truck. So fall into fortune at the Tachi Palace, where falling actually improves your balance. Your bank account balance.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go. And it's brought to you by, well, you just heard, Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. 238-5775, which you can text that number to get in as well. 238-KPRL as we're set and ready to go, go, go.
Well, the news of the song have been a crime rat. I've been walking.
coming up this afternoon. Sound off. Eric will be in, but Karen will be back tomorrow, and we'll have on a Tescadero Councilman Charles Bourbeau. So enjoy that. By the way, just a heads up for tomorrow, Karen will be in, and she will interview San Luis Obispo County Assessor Tom Bordenaro, the yearly report on county tax collections. Some of us are always inquiring. Inquiring minds want to know. All right, we're not done with this getting rid of the cashless society thing. Okay. Let's see. Chris, have you ever played, I think it's called left center right?
Left center right?
All right, I think that's, you have the, you roll and it goes to the left or the center right, and there's money involved. You've never played it then?
Nope.
Okay. Well, many families do for occasions and so forth, and we do as well. And you put money in. It's, you know, you can choose generally with our family, it's $3 bills. And you can put any amount. But I was just thinking about it yesterday regarding the games that we play. Even for those of you that have poker games with maybe a dollar a hand or something like that, you're going to start using cards. Doesn't have the same effect. Even betting your buddies at a game of darts or a cornhole or something. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Linda George here.
Hello, Linda.
Hey, you ready for the tea of what happened last night at council?
Oh, that had to do with the item that was not on the agenda, at least the information regarding the homeless update.
Well, okay, that's one of two things. But, Chris, my friend, you missed the best part of last night's council meeting. At the end of a discussion regarding, I think it was selling a property, all I could say is, Paso, mom and dad are fighting again. Hammond and Bausch, I was not physically there, but it sounded like they were about to get up and fight last night. There's a couple things that happened last night. First, the parking. They just forgave and wrote off $680,000. Of the interfund loan between the general fund and the parking fund. And, you know, nobody was there to say anything because we just knew they were going to do it anyway.
What was the vote on that?
Only Chris said no. Everybody else voted for it. That was one of the contentious things. As far as the homeless, I requested the presentation of the new homeless director, and I was told that it was high level and it needed to be explained in context. Well, after she presented, as I said to Melissa, that was something I could have digested on my own. I didn't need anyone to explain it. As far as the homeless is concerned, I think we're back at square one. I almost cried last night, literally, because there is no services. Here was my question. Okay, you guys closed 10 rooms in Echo. But you got a grant for 10-bed warming shelter, 10 beds, that's now at Echo. And now you're saying tonight it is funded by the county. So there's something odd going on with that deal. But all that the Riverbed has right now is those 10 warming beds, meals, and a bin. They're picking up their own garbage. Apparently they collected 2,000 pounds of garbage. What I find, and I think Mr. Rivera said it eloquently also last night, is that the new homeless director is creating herself a forever job. Not one word about reducing homeless. Not one. Okay, nothing about vocational, not nothing. So from what I can gather in the last 5 odd months is that she's been creating partnerships and getting stakeholders.
She's been creating partnership with quote-unquote stakeholders?
Correct. And I have never heard since 1985, literally, I have never heard the word stakeholders used along with homelessness. Okay, we find more gentle words, you know. We don't want to make money off of homeless, but when you start using terminology like that, that's exactly what it sounds like. So I think we're at square one. I said last night, we talked a year ago, we were talking about the grants pass Oregon decision. We were going to just clear it all up. We were talking about compassionate cleanups. We were talking about safe parking sites. And we have nothing right now. So, to say the least, I'm very disappointed. She's been there for 5 months. She's a nice gal. I'm not putting her down. But I think that Chris Hewitt nailed it on the head. And he said, you're right, Mr. Rivera. Our goal should be reducing homelessness. But that terminology didn't come out at all. So it sounds like a forever comfortable job at a very high salary if she plays her cards right.
Well, we've referred to it here the last couple of years, and many of our listeners as well, as, again, we have more and more cottage industries seeping into government.
That's probably true. So, you know, and like, again, I'm just disappointed. I don't know. With Austin leaving Echo, that was a big loss. He was expanding vocational services. He was getting our riverbed homeless people working. Wendy Lewis does not want to work with that population. So when they were questioned, well, what success is Echo? Well, here comes Councilman Gregory. Well, we 351 people were placed. That is awesome, but that is not the reason why the shelter was opened. Okay, so we have a real problem here. As far as I'm concerned, Wendy hijacked Echo. There is nothing left for our riverbed but 10 warming shelter beds, meals, and maybe a shower coming soon. And 28 stakeholders. I don't know what these stakeholders do. She did not explain that.
Did she mention who the stakeholders were?
Oh, the same that she had on her presentation, Capslow, you know, what she's creating as a program, okay? In any other city, large city, that would be incredible. Okay, that would be great, but that's not here. I mean, we have a couple of RVs in our streets. We have 300, primarily our own. I listened to her at the Hispanic Business Association, and she threw out a statistic that I've never heard, that Hispanics are the largest growing homeless population. That's not anything I've heard. It's been seniors who are the most affected, especially by California rents. So, yeah, I'm totally discouraged. I don't know which way to take this other than start looking into the books. I don't know how they could say they got grant money for a 10-bed warming shelter. And if anyone can call and correct me, because sometimes I miss these things. But then last night they introduced it as Slo County providing those 10 beds, which I've always known to be true. Okay, so where does the grant money go if that's where that money was supposed to be used for? Those questions did not get answered last night, of course.
Well, a couple of things. One is, I think she's been there more than 5 months, but that aside, did she present anything of, since she's been here for X amount of time, of a plan to...
No plan. No plan. I think that's what I said. Well, most of all, no urgency to help the riverbed out of the riverbed during the winter. I say it every year. We have a chance to be proactive. You are asking your friends, your coworkers, your police, your fire safety to go down there every year and rescue them. Every year, put out fires. You are putting your friends in danger because you guys will not make reasonable decisions on how to get them up and out of there when it floods, because we know it to be true. So no plan. That was probably the best way to describe it, Kevin, because that's probably why I was so discouraged. What are we going to do? Oh, well, we have 10 beds and some meals.
Well,
so I don't know. Go ahead.
And again, there are a couple of counties, or maybe cities or counties, I guess it doesn't matter, in California, where they've told people, this has to do with fires, we are going to tell you to get out. If you don't get out, we're not coming to rescue you and lose lives.
Why? You know, I don't know what, it almost, the first thing that comes to my head is that Hippocratic Oath. I don't think that our fire or public safety could stand down, even if they were given that. They're just too good. I mean, we're very fortunate to have some of the best public safety. But I, you know, could that be a law? That would probably be something more relative to that. But I don't even think a local or a local city could make an ordinance, whether we're charter or general law. I think it's conceptually great. Hey, you live down there. You know, it's kind of like that airplane joke. Well, they bought their tickets. They knew what they were getting into. You know, conceptually, it sounds cold-hearted. But in some aspects, you know, even it was said last night, is there's just going to be some people who choose to be homeless. But the goal is to reduce, not create a program.
Well, if you don't go out and rescue them, you more than likely will end up reducing.
We'll let nature take its course. So I thought that through this Tribune thing that somewhere along the line, Hammond and the city council would get along again. But last night, the gloves are off. Hammond has this horrible habit of telling us not to clap and only wave our hands. Well, hello, I went to the Grover Beach City Council meeting, and that Mayor D, she did the same thing. Oh, well, we don't clap here. You need to wave your hands.
Well,
so that was,
if you go back, there are certain people who have been charged with this council as mayors who have said that, but when it came to something that they agreed with or they liked, they allowed it to happen.
And that's what happened last night. And Councilor Bausch made that comment in their little verbal spat there, which is, what do I do, John? Do I clap or wave my hands? You know, it's the whole, it's okay for him, but it's not okay for us. You know, and a lot of it, he just, for Hammond, I mean, seeing it with Mayor D was unbelievable. It must be in the handbook in Flo County. I don't know. But usually the only time Mayor Hammond silences us, and mind you, threatened to kick out the homeless advocates and homeless people at one of the meetings for clapping. That's how much he has a heart for the homeless. Okay, so, you know, I just think overall that once this next election year hits, I really hope some new people come in and just get rid of this toxicity, because generally Mayor Hammond is defending Liz Hall or he's defending Sharon Roden. He comes in as a chivalrous kind of mayor and don't pick on the ladies, when really he's just perpetuating and causing the problems 90% of the time.
Well, my understanding is he won't be running again.
But he'll still be the incumbent. And if he won last time, and if nobody runs against him, he could stay.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you know, that's the chances we take when we leave Paso Robles to the good old boys.
Well, you know, it's didn't start out that way, but, you know, again, I mention this from time to time, is the people of Paso Robles, they have been upset with the school board and the city council, but they've reelected some of these people. So maybe that's what that's what the public wants.
Right, right. All right, well, I just thought I'd bring you the tea nice and early. That was a very dramatic meeting last night, and I don't think the next few months are going to go smoothly. Hammond and Bausch are just not going to get along, because Hammond did not get his way. He lost all that Ty Lewis stuff. So, yeah. Anyways,
all right.
But I just thought I would update you, okay?
All right, thanks, Linda.
Bye.
Bye. 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us this morning on, anything.
Kevin, do you want to hear it? What Linda's talking about?
We all want to hear it.
All right. For context, they're talking about surplus property at Pioneer Park. And just give it a few seconds, because Bausch basically finishes a sentence, and that's when Hammond says something and the spat begins. So enjoy.
3 days gives them more than enough time to go back to the state and apply. I don't think that's going to hurt things. And I think it gives... We know that it's going to be difficult at best for Pioneer Museum to raise funds to purchase this at market rate.
Okay. Thank you, Chris.
I'm not finished, John.
Well, summarize if you would, please.
Are you cutting me off?
No, I'm not. I'm summarizing.
Thank you.
Please. Continue. Are you done?
Can I clap? Should I wave?
All right. We're not going to handle that, Chris.
John.
Fred, you need to speak.
John,
you need to
don't
speak.
Cut me off.
I will if you keep doing that kind of stuff.
You're rude.
No, keep it up.
I'm going to interrupt my train of thought.
Finish your statements.
Please be quiet.
Finish your statements.
I think we need to take consideration of our neighbor.
Got it.
John, you are so rude. Go ahead, John. Exert your authority. I know you're frustrated with me. Go ahead.
Are you finished?
No, I am not. Go ahead, John.
No. Thank you, Fred. Go ahead. Well, Chris, I have to say, I think we know.
Well, you know, there's a, Chris, if you go into the break room, there is a couple of pictures on the refrigerator.
I've seen those.
Those, that, and have you read?
Yeah. Something about, tussling.
We can go outside or something like that and settle it.
Right, right.
Yeah. That was at a Paso Robles City Council meeting as well.
A few years ago, by the looks of it.
Yeah, probably 25, 30 years ago. So, things ain't changed that much in darn near paradise. I got to go. Matter of fact, I got to go at the next break. I'm going to go back and look at it just to remind me. It was between Mr. Lee Swanson and, oh gosh, who was the other one? Because the pictures they have on it, it was from the Daily Fish Wrap. The pictures were wrong of who they had. The names, I think, were correct, but the pictures were wrong on one of them. So I have to go back there and refresh myself on that. But can't we all just get along? Ain't going to happen, folks. Ain't going to happen. All right, let's see here. We kind of mentioned this maybe 3 or 4 months ago, but it's back, and it's, I guess it's getting a little bit bigger, these TikTok challenges where kids, for the most part, go on and do things. Mass California teens are causing more damage and hundreds of dollars in that damage as they continue to do this door knock challenge. That's what they do. They rush up to a targeted house and kick the front door as hard as they can before scurrying away. Now, in some instances, or at least in some areas around the state, this has been increasing still. And let's see here. One attack left the door $900 worth of damage to the door frame. Anything above $950 includes felony charges, and the minor's parents would be responsible for paying the bill. And according to this, property damage exceeding $400 is considered a felony vandalism under California law. You know, moms and dads, if you know your kids, or even if you don't know your kids are doing this TikTok stuff, you might want to tell them they can end up dead, because there will be a homeowner who will just go off the deep end and put lead into them, and they'll be dead because they were doing this. So you might want to sit down and talk with them as far as your, because it is your responsibility, and just let them know, hey, I heard or understand there's this whatever going on TikTok and so forth. Here's the reality. One is, you don't do it. Number two is, you damage the door, we have to pay for it, or somebody's going to shoot you, or beat the crap out of you for doing it. So just something you should do as a parent to remind your kids not to do those stupid things. And again, in today's times, it could be extremely dangerous or, if not, deadly. All right, we're going to exit stage left, and I got to go back and look at the memorabilia.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The County District Attorney's Office has released an explanation regarding the recent sentence for 35-year-old Andrew Rodriguez. Rodriguez was initially accused of murdering Jonathan Perez in Pismo Beach, but the DA's office says there is ambiguity regarding the circumstances of the stabbing, and they were unable to prove beyond a reasonable doubt first or second degree murder. New public access routes for the Paso Robles City Hall have gone into effect as part of the ongoing City Hall renovation. The library and restrooms will be accessible through the doors facing 11th Street. Temporary City Hall public service counter will be through the doors facing the parking lot on 10th Street. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then clearing up a little bit this afternoon. Highs in the low 60s. It's 43 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. The House and Senate approving a bill compelling the Justice Department to release the Jeffrey Epstein files. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer announcing consensus in the upper chamber.
The Senate has now passed the Epstein bill as soon as it comes over from the House.
The bill heads to President Trump's desk for his signature today. President Trump hosting Saudi Arabia's head of state at the White House Tuesday, announcing Saudi Arabia has been elevated to a non-NATO ally status. Saudi Arabia agreeing to spend nearly $1 trillion in investment in the U.S. and buy F-35 fighter jets. And overnight attacks by Russia and Ukraine leaving at least 9 people dead, dozens wounded. This is U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff set to meet today in Turkey with Ukraine's President Zelensky. America's listening to Fox News.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Now is the time to get ready for the changing seasons with the help of Blake's Incorporated, your true value hardware center in Paso Robles. Have you ever had the experience of stepping out your door and being bombarded by rain falling from your roof? Blake's True Value Hardware can easily help you with that problem. Blake's has specially priced Geneva, Rango, and PVC rain gutters in many types and styles. Available in brown or white, they also carry the galvanized 4-inch rain gutters. You'll find just what you need for the ever-changing North County weather ahead. Install rain gutters now before the rains come. Or if you already have rain gutters, check them for any needed repairs or additions. Blake's can advise you on all your rain gutter needs. Also, check out the Warner aluminum extension ladders that you'll need to help with gutter installation. Blake's also carries step ladders in aluminum, wood, and fiberglass by Warner. Be prepared and be ready with help from Blake's Incorporated, your true value hardware center. 17th and Riverside, Paso Robles.
11 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice. KPRL Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Well, wait a minute. I had to do something, so I did go back and check, but we will bring that up after this.
NBA Tuesday, the Pistons pasted the Hawks 120-112 for their 11th consecutive win. That's Detroit's longest winning streak since the 2007-2008 season. That was also the last time the Pistons won a playoff series. Cade Cunningham had 25 points. Luka Doncic had 37 as the Lakers beat down the Jazz 141-125. The game also marking the season debut of LeBron James. If that sounds familiar, that makes 23 NBA seasons for number 23, a new record. The 40-year-old star had 11 points and 12 assists in 30 minutes after missing the first month of the season with sciatica. and telling kids to stay off his lawn. Magic waxed the Warriors. Celtics slammed the Nets to move above 500 for the first time this season. Spurs over the Grizzlies, and the Suns scorched the Blazers. Hockey, Macklin Celebrini had a hat trick, including the power play winner in overtime as the Sharks nipped the Mammoth 3-2. He was the number one overall draft pick in 2024. The Blackhawks blew out the Flames 5-2. Another number one overall draft pick, Connor Bedard, with a hatter.
Right at the start of the third, they score. That's something that can deflate a team, but we go right back out there, we get another one, and then we get another one. So we're just really determined, and we're having a lot of fun together. We love each other, and we want to play for each other.
Lightning zapped the Devils 5-1. Jake Guentzel had a hat trick. And college football playoff poll version 3.0. The top three teams remain the same: Ohio State, Indiana, and Texas A&M. While Alabama's loss to Oklahoma is Georgia's gain. The Bulldogs now in line for a first-round bye, as things stand at the moment. That's Wednesday Sports.
And we have NFL football coming up this Sunday morning. The triple-header, 9:30. It'll be the Colts and the Cowboys and the Raiders taking on the Browns. What a shining moment that will be. And the final game will be Tampa and the Rams, all here on KPRL. Also, little heads up, we have the Thursday triple-header, the Thanksgiving, which has become, I guess, traditional triple-header now. First off, the Packers and the Lions and the Chiefs and the Cowboys and the Bengals and the Ravens. And before that game starts at 9:05, it's all from Westwood One. They used to start it at 9 o'clock, right on the top, but they're doing it at 9:30 this morning. I mean, on Thanksgiving morning. So before that kickoff on Thanksgiving morning, I put together this kind of a piece with a combination of Pat Summerall and John Madden and the call on the Immaculate Reception. So that you'll hear all of that before the game start on Thursday. All right, so we already got the mattress specialist in, so now it's time for this.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
The world-famous pet alert is brought to you by... Oh, I'm sorry. Well, okay, I'll catch up. And that is Uncle Ed's Outfitters, the most complete firearms trainer and supplier in the county. All right, as we check in and see what varmints are out there on the highways and byways to get them home safe and sound. Well, I saw just about every animal coming in except a unicorn this morning. They were busy. All kind of creatures all over the place. Don't know what they're up to, but, well, I know what the deer are up to, but amazing. Chris, do you like onions?
I do. They go good on a lot of dishes.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Does it matter? Do you like the red onions?
I think red onions are better raw than white onions are. Like, white onions are best served when, you know, they go in a dish that's cooked. Red onions I can eat raw in a sandwich or something.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, I'd agree with you on that one. Now, the heaviest onion on record was grown by a guy by the name of Pita in England. How much do you think it weighed?
200 pounds.
We're not talking pumpkins here. We're talking onions.
I don't know. Some of these answers can be a little bit absurd. So let's go down to 50 pounds.
All right. So you're 0 for 2. Let's go 0 for 3.
What is it?
17 pounds.
Oh, okay.
17 pounds. The heaviest onion on record was grown by Pita Glazenbrook of England. 17 pounds. So doesn't say what type it was. Anyway, if you lose one or find one, not an onion, Wigner Web, 2 footer or more. Give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. I forgot the extended weather.
North County Weather.
Which is brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety in Atascadero. They're online, avilatrafficsafety.com. Okay, here we go. Clouds today, low 60s. Oh, about a 60 to 70% chance of rain as we get into later this evening and into tomorrow. Overnight lows in the low 40s. Rain early, then remaining cloudy with showers maybe in the afternoon. Again, that's at about 70%. And so expect clouds as we head into Friday, partly cloudy, low 60s, sunny, mid 60s. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, a little clouds, mid 60s, mid 60s. Tuesday, Wednesday, upper 60s. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down. 6:44 a.m., 4:55 p.m., it's 43 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Avila Traffic. They are locally family-owned and operated that offers traffic, Control Services. All right, moving right along here as we get to the trivia question. At 5 minutes away from 7, and it's brought to you by Joe's Place, past Robles in Templeton, and out at the airport, One Niner Diner. Qualifying for a gift certificate contest, rules do apply. They are on file. Another tie-in with history on this one. It is, this was a, let's see here. How do I do this one? The first fully realized animal character in the history of American film animation. The title, well, the original name of this animated creature, I'll say, was Master Tom. Master Tom. But we all, or most of us, know it as some other name. What is, who was Master Tom? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Again, many of you will remember because they had cartoons and the theme song. The theme song. So Master Tom on this day in 1919. It is released. It featured Master Tom. The first fully realized animal character in the history of American film animation. And is one of the most recognized cartoon characters in history. Now, the very first image shown by a television studio was a toy of And let's see here. And this was done in 1928 by NBC Studios, testing the first RCA television. Who did Master Tom become? Hi, good morning.
Good morning. That would be Felix the Cat.
Felix the Cat, the wonderful, wonderful cat. Yep, Feline Follies of Felix, the one and only. Yes, indeed, sir. Well done. May I have your name?
Name Mike Mullen.
Mike Mullen. Mike, who is your favorite, I'll just say, cartoon character of all time?
Back in the Crusader Rabbit, actually.
Oh, before they softened his look.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Crusader Rabbit. Well, all right. Good job, sir. Thank you. And you are a qualifier.
Have a great day. Bye.
Okay. Bye. Chris, have you ever heard of Felix the Cat?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, let's see here. Here we go.
Wonderful cat. Whenever he gets in a fix, he reaches into his bag of tricks. Felix the Cat, the wonderful, wonderful cat. You laugh so much your sides will ache, your heart will go pit-a-pat. Watching Felix the Wonderful Cat.
All right, direct into the point about Felix the feline. Now, Felix cartoons made their American television debut in 1953, and they stuck around for a lot because Felix had a... Well, not because of this, but he had a magic bag of tricks, and it went into syndication, and I don't know what happened, but I do know that the early versions of Felix the Cat, they ended up in public domain in 1994.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. The next Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority meeting, initially scheduled for this afternoon, has been canceled. The next regularly scheduled meeting will now be held Thursday, December 11th at 3 p.m. in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. The Paso Robles Police Department and the Department of Emergency Services announced that Santa Claus is coming to Paso Robles. Santa's sleigh will return at Oak Park at 30th Street on December 2nd and then at Centennial Park on December 3rd, both from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, mostly sunny skies, highs in the low 60s, it's 43 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Now, Felix was so popular that notable individuals and organizations adopted Felix as a mascot. Now, the first of these was in Los Angeles, where a Chevrolet dealer, they had the mascot of Felix in their showroom, and I guess it worked out well and so forth. Anyway, All right, two more to go. This hour brought to you by Sam's Tree Service, 24-hour emergency service. When you need it now.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's